We have two very special guests in the CJWE studio this afternoon. Dan Clapson has been in here before, but we have a new person. We have Zenon. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to be talking about a new musical that you are working on together that is based on a Mariah Stokes song, Christmas Arizona. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of the musical story, tell us a bit about what inspired you to come up with this musical. I love this idea.
Us too, clearly.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Dan had the foundational ideas and thoughts, though.
Mm-hmm. I heard, if you haven't heard Christmas Arizona, I think maybe you'll play it after the interview. This song, the first time I heard it was in 2019. Met Mariah a few months before that, and I actually helped her with the PR campaign for the single. So, you know, when artists have a song that's not out yet, you get like a secret listening link, right? I listened to the song, and I was like, first of all, I thought Mariah was crazy, because I didn't know it was a fictional song until she clarified. It's like quite the tale. But then immediately, my initial thought was like, this song is a musical or belongs in a musical, or like, I just couldn't get that idea out of my head. So whenever I would go away for a while, you know, I sometimes spend some time abroad, I would hunker down and kind of work on this musical idea and build up the skeleton for it, and like what the characters could be like and how the scenes might play out. A lot of this has changed over the years, but yeah, over the past year and a bit, Zenon's come on board to be the composer for the musical, which is very exciting.
You're going to be a part of it. So tell us about your part in it, and tell us about what inspired you to jump on board with Dan.
Yeah, so my part of it is composing all the music, right? So there are a couple songs that we have that kind of, like, we've got Christmas Arizona and a couple other ones that have been influenced by local artists and or our local artist songs, but the majority of the composition I'm doing myself. And the things that kind of inspire me are like the reasons behind the musical, which is the storyline of finding all different types of love in your life. And so kind of taking those ideas and putting them into song, which has always been something that I love to do, especially with theater, because I do have a theater background and I grew up doing theater. And so when Dan mentioned the musical to me, I was like, this feels like a very full circle moment in my life. And that's what inspired me to jump on board. I was like, how could I say no to coming on and doing this?
And you're also a very talented musician yourself. So it goes hand in hand. You're going to be so good at it. I'm excited to hear the composition that comes out. So let's get into the story of Christmas Arizona. You mentioned that it's going to be about 95% similar to the song, but what else are you bringing to it?
The song, it's not quite, right? It's the song.
It's wild.
And the song inspired the idea of the road trip. You know, it's like the idea of starting in one city in America and working your way to a small town in Arizona, which Christmas was a functional town many years ago. But now there's like literally nothing there. It's gone. It's basically chasing after a person that you had a one-night stand with. So it's like, that's how the musical starts. It's like, that's what the song has inspired, is like the road trip, the adventure. It's about two best friends, and the one best friend is basically looped in the other one to like come on this crazy ride to find this one-night stand gentleman. And I mean, yeah, along the way, we touch on different, we explore what true love can be, and true love can be many things to me. You know, it can be like best friends, or obviously like a lifelong partnership, or it can be so many things, right? So we try to explore that throughout the musical, and it's still heavily in development right now, so we will probably won't have any more updates online on our socials until late January. But yeah, we wanted to really hold ourselves accountable, and what better way than to make an Instagram account
you know,
put it officially out in the world.
So Zenon, with this storyline, when you are choosing the songs, how are you going about it?
Wow, it's been a little bit different for each song, right? Like, some of them have come really, really naturally. Mainly comes from like the experience of the character's perspective, right? So if I'm writing a song about, you know, the loss of a loved one, then I have the opportunity to reflect on if I've ever lost a loved one, which, you know, I have lost loved ones in my life. But for me, something that really inspired that song in particular is the loss of friendship in my life and how deeply that can impact you, right? Mm-hmm. And so although these songs might have, it kind of expands the general thought of the musical too, when you're writing about all different types of love, is that although it's loss of a loved one, you still have loss of friends, and you still have loss of family, and you have loss of pets, right? Like anything that you feel love for in your life can impact that. And so that's kind of how I went about that song. But it looks a little bit different for every song.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that way of thinking. So what genre is this musical? It sounds a bit romantic, a bit comedy, a bit of drama.
It's definitely buddy road trip. So yeah, there's obviously ebbs and flows like any good musical or bad musical has. Hopefully ours is good. But I mean, sonically, we're definitely leaning more into country and soul kind of blended together. So I think people will be very pleasantly surprised with the music that's coming out from it. Yeah, it's been a really wild ride so far, and I can't wait to see and share more in the new year.
How did Mariah feel when you told her that this was actually happening with her song?
Oh, she has known that I've been working on it for years. So, and, you know, I think she's excited. I'm excited. And I don't know. I think it's kind of an honor to have a song inspire someone in any way. But like, this has been a pretty cool way to have your song exist. I mean, yeah, I'm not exaggerating. Like the first time I heard the song, I basically told Mariah it should be a musical or in a musical. And like, that just really stuck with me clearly. So, but no, Mariah's excited. And I think, you know, maybe she'll make a cameo on a couple of the stage. Who knows? There's still miles to go before all that.
Definitely.
1,600 miles.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The song does sing.
1,100
1,100. That's 11. So good.
16 hours. 1,100 miles.
Oh my gosh. Every Christmas, I actually get the song stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad you guys are in here to kind of scratch that itch a bit in the back. And we're going to be playing it here in a few minutes as well, which I'm very excited about. So speaking of road trips, if you were to make your way to Christmas, Arizona from Calgary, Alberta, what are some road trip essentials? Zenon, we'll start with you.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
I'm curious what we've never talked about
this. We have
musical.
Never talked about this.
We should.
Here's the thing. We've already learned from just a few moments before this, water.
Yes. Yeah. For me. Always.
Specifically for Dana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely road trip snacks. I love a Dorito. A Dorito on the road is probably one of my faves. Dorito. Amazing tunes, right? Definitely some Christmas Arizona would be happening on this road trip. What else? Oh, I feel like road trips are always a little bit of a snag for me. Candy is a good one. I'm a sucker for high chews. Yeah,
those koala bakes too at gas stations.
Absolutely.
Chef's kiss.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think those are some of my road trip essentials.
Cheesies, ketchup chips, Sour Patch Kids, Sour Keys, Blue Whales.
Oh, I could
Coke
go for
bottles.
A Coke bottle. Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for that one.
Those gummy frogs, you know, I'm not very healthy in the car. And I do like an A&W drive-thru.
Oh, absolutely.
Halfway, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing. Is there anything else you would like to mention about Christmas Arizona? Where can everybody find out more details right now? Because I know we're not going to get any more until about late January and March. So thinking about it now, where can everybody kind of just follow?
I would just go to Instagram, and it's Christmas Arizona. That's the handle. And we'll be posting more in the new year again late January, and then much more to come after that as we lead up to some other exciting things later in 2026, which is crazy that that's almost here.